your sensors get old, so what do you do with them? You don't want to wear them anymore. So the difference between tefillin and sensors. Tefillin, even the batim, forget about the parshiyos, obviously they're holy, they have to be buried if they're disposing them, and even the batim, the thing that the parshiyos are enclosed in, the batim and the tefillin, they have an internal kedusha. Why? Because there's a shin on your tefillin. So the shin, that shin is actually where the dazzle tefillin kedusha, so even the batim have to be buried, you can't just chuck them in the garbage. Technically speaking, tzitzis are not called tashmishi kedusha, they are tashmishi mitzvah. And therefore, technically speaking, one would be permitted to throw the tzitzis in the garbage. However, the post can say it's better not to just throw it in the garbage. That's like a bizayon, it's something you use as a mitzvah. You shouldn't throw it in the garbage. Maybe you should put it like in a plastic bag and put it separately, that it shouldn't just be in the smelly, disgusting garbage. Put it somewhere a little bit, dispose of it in a little bit of a nicer fashion. Now you got rid of your old tzitzis, now you're going to buy new tzitzis, and you're going to buy a new talus. So if you buy a new talus, so you can make a shechianu. Anytime you buy a new garment, a special garment, a shechianu, very interesting question I saw about whether or not you're supposed to make a shechianu on a new pair of tefillin. That's not so simple, whether or not one is supposed to make a shechianu. Some people say, even though on the mitzvah of tzitzis you don't make a shechianu, because it's the mitzvah you do every day, on the mitzvah of tefillin you don't make a shechianu. Some people say maybe the first time the kid puts on tefillin, maybe you should say a shechianu, maybe you shouldn't, that's a discussion. But with the tzitzit, you buy a brand new talus to make a shechianu because it's a special garment, that you only buy once every while. Let's say you buy a new suit. So you don't buy a new suit every day, you don't buy a new suit every week. So you buy a new something, you buy a new suit, something you only buy very infrequently. You're going to make a shechianu just on buying a new suit. So you buy a new talus, so you're going to make a shechianu. Now, when do you make the shechianu exactly? So, first of all, most people, when they buy a talus, they buy tzitzis, it comes with the strings already on it. That's usually when you buy it. Is there any bigger mitzvah for you to put on your own strings as opposed to buying tzitzis that are already fully made? Is there any preference for you to put on your own strings? Of course, you're yotzi if you buy tzitzis that come with strings on them already, you're yotzi that. So I remember when I was younger, there's a very, very famous sukkah company, very famous sukkah building company, sukkah selling company. When they were starting out, they used to put out these little signs. They would say on the sign, there's no mitzvah to build your own sukkah, let us build your sukkah for you. That was their advertisement. They were a company that were putting up people's sukkahs for them. So whenever I used to see those signs, I would write a little note on the sign and say, check out the Netziv in Kuf Samach Tes, because the Netziv actually disagrees with that. The Netziv writes, even though building a sukkah, strictly speaking, is not a mitzvah, let's say making a shofar, that's not a mitzvah. Making a shofar, that's what we call a hechsher mitzvah. It's preparation for a mitzvah. So you would think building a sukkah or making your own, making tzitzis, that's not a mitzvah, it's just a hechsher mitzvah. But there's an etziv. And etziv says, it's interesting, there's certain hechsher mitzvahs, not all hechsher mitzvahs are created equal, according to the etziv. Making a shofar, you're right. There's no bigger mitzvah for you to make your own shofar. But building a sukkah, or making tzitzis, there's actually a greater mitzvah for you to make your own than someone else, according to the tzitzit. Why is that? Because it's a hechsher mitzvah haksuba b'kra. The Torah says, chag asukos tas alacha shivas yamin. The Torah never tells you to make a shofar. Gedil and tas alacha al arba kanfos tzos hasher techas aba. There's actually, we apply the principle according to the tzitzit of mitzvah bo. It's actually a little bit of a hinder, it's a little bit of a bigger mitzvah for you to make your own tzitzis as opposed to just buying tzitzis that are already made. Of course, you're 100% yotzi if you can buy tzitzis that are already made, but mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, a little bit of a bigger mitzvah to build your own sukkah, don't let somebody build your sukkah for you, or to make your own tzitzis. So if you're making your own tzitzis, when do you make the shechianu? So you don't make the shechianu when you just buy the beged, because at that point it's not ready to be used yet. The second you attach, once you've attached the tzitzis to the beged, that's the time to make shechianu. It says in the Ramah, so the Shulchan Aruch says, if you buy tzitzis and you put the tzitzis on, so you make the shechianu. Says the Ramah, if you didn't make the shechianu when you put the tzitzis on, then when you wear the garment for the first time, then you would make the shechianu. Have a nice day.